Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Each spring, we see flocks of birds migrating back north. But as temperatures begin to rise, some birds are getting confused on the appropriate time to take flight. Alan Hurlburt, assistant professor of biology at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, explains.
Imagine you're a barn swallow, spending your winter in southern Brazil. Life is good. The weather is warm, insects are plentiful, and you pass the time with your friends, conducting one amazing aerial maneuver after another. But one day, you feel a stirring inside, and a call from places farther north. Next thing you know, the Brazilian savannas are far behind, and you've embarked on a 6,000-mile journey to the U.S., maybe to upstate New York. You've made the journey before, only this time things are different, warmer. The trees and flowers are much further along than you're used to for this point in the year. And hey, wait, that peak emergence of flying insects? You know, the insects that you count on for raising your family? It looks like you missed it. That's the picture emerging from a recent study I conducted with former University of North Carolina undergrad Zhongfei Liang. While some migrants like the red-eyed vireo and scarlet tanager are able to track changes in spring temperature and adjust their arrival on breeding grounds accordingly, other species like the barn swallow are having trouble adjusting. This inability to adjust to changing climates may be one reason why they, along with other species, are declining. And how did we find out about this problem? Possibly thanks to someone you know. We used data from a website called eBird, in which birdwatchers from around North America, your uncle or grandmother perhaps, enter their observations to a centralized database. These millions of observations allow scientists like myself to explore patterns in the migratory timing and geographic distribution of birds at an unprecedented level of detail. So the next time you spot a barn swallow doing its aerial dance, hope that it starts to catch on that the times, they are a-changing. And report your observation to eBird.
That was the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill's Alan Hurlburt. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. Little bird.